message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, our God, the Lord, is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel.
Shalom Aleichem. Peace be with you, my dear friends. Daniel chapter 9 has been called the backbone of prophecy. Someone else has referred to it as the high point of the book of Daniel. Without doubt, this chapter plays an important part in our understanding of what God is doing with His chosen people, the Jews. After seeing the vision recorded in Daniel chapter 8, Daniel was confused and concerned. From his study of the written record of the prophet Jeremiah's prophetic forecasts, he had come to the realization that the 70 years of captivity in Babylon were drawing to a close. What he couldn't understand was God's revelation to him of even further chastisement for Israel, that God's indignation upon Israel would continue for many years to come. He had even shared this vision with others, but no one was able to enlighten him or give him comfort. Because of his love for Daniel, God sent his servant, the Archangel Gabriel, to explain in even greater detail what he had planned for the people of Israel. Without doubt, Israel would survive despite further experiences of the indignation of the Most High God. Daniel chapter 9 and following unfolds a plan for Israel that began with the Medo-Persian decree allowing the captive children of Israel to return to their land, and a plan that indeed which would continue on to the time when Messiah would return to rule in his earthly kingdom. Breaking into Daniel's time of prayer and intercession, Gabriel reveals that this plan of God would run for approximately 490 years of Israel's future. Most of the details, governing happenings which would take place in the first 483 years. The last 7 years are dealt with in chapters 10 and 11 and 12. During this period of Jewish history, Gabriel reveals that many marvelous and wonderful and even fearful things would happen to his people, the Jews. In 445 BC, Cyrus the Medo-Persian king issued the decree allowing Israel the right of return to Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. While many Jews voluntarily returned, others had to be coerced to make the trip. Still others chose to remain behind. Jerusalem was restored and resettled, and ultimately even the temple was rebuilt, though on a far lesser, grander scale than the one built by Solomon and destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. In verse 24, Gabriel outlines six things that God would accomplish in Israel by the end of the planned 70-week period of 490 years of Israel's future. He said that it was determined or ordained that these appointed years are required to, quote, finish the transgression, end of quote. The use of the definite article, the, indicates that what is in view is not transgressions in general, but one specific transgression of which Israel was and still is guilty, that of rebellion against Jehovah. This rebellion is the root of all of her other sins, but a day is coming when Israel will be true to God and rebel against him no longer. What a precious day that will be for Jewish people. Again, Gabriel says, 70 weeks, or 490 years, are determined to make an end of sins. Here the plural sins stands in contrast to the singular, the transgression, in the previous phrase. This is a reference to specific actions, or even the very lifestyle of Israel itself, that is offensive to the Holy God. There is coming a day set down in God's plan for Israel, when she will no longer offend her God by her sins. A third accomplishment during these appointed years will be to make reconciliation for iniquity, or as one translator puts it, to atone for guilt. God cannot ignore the sins of Israel any more than he can ignore the sins of the Gentile world. The guilt of sin must be dealt with. The prophet Isaiah, writing of the atoning ministry of Messiah, says, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." In writing of Yeshua, Jesus, the author of the New Testament book of Hebrews writes, "But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." There is no other way for Jews or for Gentiles to be purged of sin's guilt than through faith in Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. In Daniel 9 and verse 24, Gabriel also tells Daniel that 490 years are determined to bring in everlasting righteousness, a time in God's plan for Israel when righteousness will characterize the people of Israel. As a result of having right standing with God, a standing secured through the atoning death of Messiah, Israel will begin to live righteously with one another and with the world, and even with her Arabic neighbors. This kind of societal change will not take place through political dealings or by pressures brought to bear on them from other nations, but it will occur only when they are changed and Messiah rules his earthly kingdom. A further change that will take place in Israel will be to seal up the vision and prophecy. Vision and prophecy are terms designating Old Testament prophetic revelation. When Messiah comes and sets up his kingdom, all the prophecies pertaining to Israel's chastening and dispersion around the world will be completely fulfilled. What a magnificent day that will be! How the children of Israel will rejoice and praise their gracious, patient, and loving God! A sixth thing that will be accomplished is stated as to anoint the Most Holy. One translator renders this, to anoint a holy of holies. To anoint is to consecrate or set apart for religious service. The Holy of Holies refers to the most holy place of still yet another temple that will be built for the worship of God. It is an interesting fact that at this present time there exists in Israel an organization that is creating and preparing the things that will be used in that temple. With verse 25, Gabriel begins to unfold even further details dealing with the coming of Messiah the Prince. While the mathematical equations connected with the units of seven, spoken of as weeks, is essential for pinpoint accuracy in timing the coming of Messiah, our study time allows us only a time for a look at what will happen with Messiah. Gabriel speaks of Messiah being cut off, a term that describes the death penalty. It is even used of a violent death. Here it is used of Messiah's death. The prophet Isaiah also uses this term to describe Messiah's death. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Speaking to his disciples, Yeshua told them of his impending death and resurrection. He said how he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. What is significant about Messiah's death is that his death is never attributed to his own misdemeanors, his own sins. Whether it is Daniel or Isaiah, they declare that Messiah's suffering and death would be for the sins of others. Writing to a man named Titus, the Apostle Paul, writing of Yeshua HaMashiach, said that he gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Another interesting fact, foretold by Gabriel, was that a prince would come and destroy Jerusalem and the temple once again. This actually took place in 70 AD, some 38 years after the death of Messiah. While much significant prophetic teaching has been left out of our study, I believe we have seen sufficient to prove the accuracy of the prophecies pertaining to the coming of Messiah as a substitutionary sacrifice for the sins of his people. Dear radio listener, this prophetic passage of Daniel chapter 9 should motivate you into examining more closely the prophecies that pertain to Messiah and how they are fulfilled in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. If we can help you, please write us. Shalom. May God richly bless you.